air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy says people are being fleeced by the high cost of groceries. A Kilgordon man killed in an accident in California on Sunday has been described as an extraordinary man and leader. Police inquiries are underway after effigies of migrants in a boat were placed on top of a loyalist bonfire in County Tyrone. And flash floods in Texas have led to renewed calls for flood relief schemes in the Finn Valley area. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news this evening, a Donegal deputy says people are being fleeced by the high cost of groceries. A motion calling for large supermarkets to publish their yearly financial accounts has been debated in the Dáil today. Most families are now spending €3,000 more a year to put food on the table. Deputy Pierce Doherty says the government has sat by and done nothing as people grapple with the cost of living.
The cost of the weekly shop is now €3,000 more than for many families, and people are working harder and harder, but they can't keep up. So Fine Gael's Neil Richmond gave supermarkets 6 weeks to cut prices. That was over a year ago. It was just an embarrassing PR stunt by the government. And since then, we've seen food prices going up faster and faster and faster. 50,000 phone calls to St Vincent de Paul by families that can't afford food. And this government have just sat back and done nothing, ignored people's reality. And people are getting fleeced, Minister. The reality is that the government still doesn't have an idea of what is going on. They have no oversight of profits or pricing of the large retailers and supermarkets. We know farmers, for example, have been getting squeezed for years and years. But now consumers are being ripped off. And someone in the middle is profiting of all of this suffering. So don't try and spin the yarn that there's nothing to see here. Supermarkets and the large retails and food companies' stock prices have been going through the roof. They've been skyrocketing in recent times. Tesco stock is up 30% in the last year. United Value Foods, owner of SuperValue, saw their stock price rise by 60% in the last year. So it's time, Minister, that you take action. The Taoiseach says he's got the guts to take on price gouging. Well, let's show it, because we need to make food affordable. We've seen action taken in other jurisdictions by other governments right across Europe, but here in this country, here by this government, this do-nothing government, people are being ripped off and you are sitting in your hands. It's not acceptable anymore.
Police inquiries are underway after effigies of migrants in a boat were placed on top of a loyalist bonfire in County Tyrone. The structure in Moygashel includes mannequins dressed in life jackets, along with a sign which reads "Stop the Boats." Sinn Féin MLA Colm Gildernew says it's despicable.
Very, very stark, very clear in its intent. It is totally hatred, full of hatred. And I have to say, I just felt so concerned about people who would be looking at that and thinking that this is aimed at them. It's totally unacceptable. It has to be addressed, and people need to speak out and call it out for what it is.
Meanwhile, United Against Racism Donegal has endorsed calls for political representatives to show leadership and ensure the effigy is removed. Elnor Lam, a member of the group, says it's a precursor to violence.
Well, I want to start off by endorsing the statement that's recently been put out by the United Against Racism group. It's an absolutely disgusting display of racist hatred. And in the current context of widespread violence against migrants in such places as Ballymena, Newry, Coolock, and the Dublin riots, etc., the burning of effigies can be seen as a precursor of and an encouragement towards the burning of people and their homes. It's an absolutely shocking attempt to intimidate people who are fleeing war, poverty and persecution, and it needs to be unequivocally condemned. The effigy must be removed straight away, and those who put it there prosecuted under hate legislation. They do not represent the majority of the people of Ireland, north or south, and they need to understand that. If speedy action isn't taken, it will lead to increased violence and even pogroms against the migrants and other minorities.
A Killigordon man killed in an accident in California on Sunday has been described as an extraordinary man and leader. His employers, TM Grady Building Company, have been paying tribute to Damien O'Brien, who was in his mid-30s. They have set up a GoFundMe page to support his family, which has so far raised over $108,000. Mr. O'Brien is survived by his wife Michelle and their two young sons, Oscar and Luke, with a baby boy due in September. How quickly someone gets screened or treated for cancer depends on where they live, according to the Irish Cancer Society. It says getting timely access to vital tests and therapies ultimately depends on a postcode lottery. Only five hospitals met targets for people with suspected breast cancer to be seen within 2 weeks, according to data from March last year to February this year. Earlier this week, Letterkenny University Hospital emerged as the country's worst performing hospital when it came to starting treatment for cancer patients within 15 working days of diagnosis. In the Dáil earlier, in response to Aintee leader Padraig Tobin, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said government investment is increasing.
On Monday, I met with doctors in Letterkenny and they told me that just 12% of cancer patients in that hospital receive treatment within the recommended 15 working day time frame. In Galway, patients are waiting 7 to 8 weeks for treatment at the moment.
Over the last two decades, our screening has expanded enormously, particularly in the breast check, in terms of cervical screening and in terms of bowel screening also. Been hugely increased staffing, increased greater access to diagnostics and survivorship programmes. And the funding will continue. I won't go through all the figures in terms of those that have been recruited. On the capital funding, about 140 million has been used over the last eight years. State-of-the-art radio-oncology facilities in Galway and Cork, the new National Cervical Screening Laboratory, and various cancer infrastructure, chemotherapy wards and lab facilities across the country. And that will continue this year in terms of the Oncology Day unit at Cavan General Hospital, Talla, Kerry University Hospital, Midland Regional Hospital in Tullamore, and further chemotherapy infrastructure at Kerry, at Cork University Hospital, at Letterkenny University Hospital, and so on.
Political parties on the left could decide this evening to back a single candidate in November's presidential election. They're meeting to discuss a potential joint run in the race to replace Michael D. Higgins. There was surprise earlier this week when Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald refused to rule herself out of contention. However, political correspondent with the Irish Times, Harry McGee, thinks it's unlikely to happen as it could present a huge difficulty for Sinn Féin.
If she did stand, the difficulty that Sinn Féin would have then is, you know, who would succeed her? Piers Doherty would be the obvious candidate, but you hear from time to time that Piers might not be interested in that. He's based in Donegal. He's got a young family. And you do hear from Sinn Féin people that Piers might be persuaded, but it's not something that he necessarily wants. So then when you look beyond Piers Doherty, you know, there aren't really obvious successor candidates.
Flash floods in Texas have led to renewed calls for flood relief schemes in the Finn Valley area. Cathaoirleach of the Lifford to Norna Municipal District, Councillor Martin Harley, says for towns, especially like Castle Finn, it cannot be left until it's too late. Rescuers in Texas are continuing to search for dozens of people still missing, with over 100 confirmed dead. Councillor Harley says it's time for people to stop doubting the real effects of global warming.
In fairness, the flood relief scheme and the schemes within the county have been progressing, but I just feel they've been at a slow pace and it's not, there's so much, I suppose, work involved in it and doing the schemes. But we have a scheme in the Twin Towns. There's a scheme in Castlefin and there's a further scheme in Lifford in our municipal district. So I just feel when you've seen what happened in Texas at the weekend and all the tragic deaths and all that there, I feel we need to be moving these schemes on faster because let's be realistic with the thing. It's anybody that thinks there's no thing as global warming, it's nonsense because there's definitely global warming and we've seen this year with the storm that we had. We need these schemes to progress quickly and I would hope that at that that we try and get the minister, the new minister for the OPW, Kevin Boxer-Morne, to come up to the county and to look at where the funding will come now and get these schemes progress quickly.
A Donegal deputy says houses at Elm Park in Buncrana are facing immediate danger and an urgent decision is needed to relocate them. The houses, which are built on a floodplain, are affected by defective concrete and the recommendation is they be relocated rather than rebuilt on the same spot. However, 100% redress deputy Charles Ward has told the Dáil one family has engaged with the defective concrete scheme to start the remediation process and Donegal County Council has now indicated that if that happens, the relocation option will be off the table for all residents. Deputy Ward says clarity is needed.
I want to mention Elm Park, given the fact that this is a time-sensitive issue. The houses of Elm Park and Buncrana face immediate danger as they've been built in a floodplain and they're affected with defective concrete. The only safe option for these residents is relocation. One of the family's homes is such a bad structural state that the family see no alternative but to move ahead with the defective concrete scheme and start the remediation process of demolishing the house when their planning is granted in the end of July. We've been told by Donegal County Council, however, if this person does this, this option of relocation for the rest of the residents will be withdrawn, understanding the very real danger of rebuilding in Elm Park. Relocation is cheaper, safer and more sustainable option than rebuilding on a floodplain, Taoiseach. Will you give reassurances that the residents of Elm Park will be relocated?
Yeah, I think the Minister, Kevin Morden, will be meeting with on that issue. The issue is acknowledged, Deputy, and that meeting will take place next week.
The Irish Hotels Federation is warning reduced tourism levels are affecting thousands of jobs around the country. It follows Fáilte Éireann's June survey, which found over half of businesses are experiencing a decrease in revenue compared to June last year. Meanwhile, the CSO's latest tourism figures show a 10% decrease compared to the same period in 2024. Irish Hotels Federation President Michael Magner says the government needs to reduce the VAT rate to 9% in order to keep the industry viable.
We are the largest indigenous industry in the country, 69,000 people working directly in the hotel and guesthouse profession and generating over 10 billion euro in revenues annually, and that is 3 billion in taxes for the Exchequer annually. We are huge employers making huge contributions, not just to our larger cities and towns, but toward the fabric of our local communities.
Lough Swilly Ornolai was launched last night following reports of a yacht in difficulty with two people on board on Lough Swilly. The rescue service was alerted by Malin Head Coast Guard at 10 p.m. and the Atlantic 85 inshore lifeboat launched. By the time they arrived on scene, the yacht was underway again. The Ornolai anchored just past Fawn Marina until the tide began to rise and it was safe to enter the marina, after which the crew returned to Ned's Point, refuelled and made ready for service.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with athletics. Erin Friel has been selected as one of 13 athletes for this month's European Youth Olympic Festival. The Letterkenny AC member has been included on the team to run the 400 metres and the medley relay. The event takes place in North Macedonia from the 20th of July. Finn Valley's Dermot McGranahan will attend the event as a coach to the Irish athletics team, while Letterkenny native Michael Black is the team leader for the six-strong cycling team. Elsewhere, the Cork City Sports event takes place this evening. Four Fun Valley athletes will compete with Oisin O'Gallan, Summer Leckie, John Kelly and Roisin Flanagan all set for action. To soccer, Shelburne captain Mark Coyle says they still have respect and love for former boss Damien Duff, but they now want to usher in a new era under Joey O'Brien. The League of Ireland title holders open their first Champions League campaign in two decades by hosting Linfield in the first round of the qualifiers tonight. Shells beat Cork City last weekend to pick up their first win since Duff's departure 17 days ago. And Donegal native Coyle says they want to kick on against the Irish League champions.
It's obviously a new era for Luke Gavrishev beside me. And I just think we're now, that's what we're focused on, making new memories. That's basically what we're excited for, and there's definitely been a recharge, you could say, or a change, and we're just looking forward to it now.
Derry City have strengthened their striking reserves this afternoon. Dipo Akinyemi is set to move to the Brandywell from Nation League side York City. That's subject to international clearance. The Candy Stripes confirmed last week that winger Paul McMullen had left the club for Scottish champions Raith Rovers. In the meantime, Michael Duffy has been named the SSE Air Trusty Soccer Writers Player of the Month for June. The Derry City winger edged out Waterford's Padraig Amond and Dale Rooney of Bowes. Duffy has found the net 8 times in 23 appearances this season. At the Women's Euros, England face being knocked out of the tournament tonight. The defending champions need a win over the Netherlands in Zurich. The game kicked off at 5 o'clock. It's currently scoreless there. Wales are also at risk of going out. They take on France, and that one starts at 8 o'clock. Lyon have won their appeal against relegation from the top tier in France and are expected to keep their place in the Europa League. They've provided assurances to the French FA that they can meet financial obligations. The decision puts Crystal Palace's place in the Europa League in further doubt because of the competition's rules around multi-club ownership. Now to Gaelic games. Donegal GAA have been short-changed in their order for match tickets ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final against Meath. Members who ordered their tickets through their club in the county are not guaranteed tickets for the game. However, you could have bought tickets through Ticketmaster that included prime locations at Croke Park. Chairperson of Donegal GAA County Board, Mary Coughlin, told Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show this morning that an allocation of 3,000 was made while the demand was over 7,000.
Every hour of every day, the county board, the executive, and particularly our treasurer, has been trying to get more tickets and more tickets. We did get an allocation on Friday. We got an allocation on Monday. We got an allocation yesterday. It is not going to satisfy, from what I can gather, absolutely every need. And now I've noticed that a number of clubs are working together trying to sort things out.
That interview with Mary Coughlin is available now in the playback section of her website. She was speaking this morning on the 9 till noon show. Former Mayo boss Stephen Rochford has joined the management team at Offaly. He had been part of the Mayo backroom team this summer and took charge during the All-Ireland Football Championship group stage when Kevin McStay took a step back for health reasons. To rugby, three Irish players were on the score sheet as the Lions secured their fourth victory on the Tour of Australia earlier. James Lowe, Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Flyer all crossed the line in the 36-24 win over the Brumbies. Head coach Andy Farrell hopes Blair Kinghorn's injury hasn't ruled him out of their first test with Australia.
Yeah, I was just speaking to him then. I think somebody landed on his knee and he felt a little bit of something. So he's walking around, etc. So hopefully it's not too serious.
Elsewhere, Ireland are playing their final pool stage game at the World Under 20 Rugby Championships against New Zealand. Ireland need to win to keep a hope there, or to keep alive their hopes of making the semi-finals. And the Irish are currently leading there in the first half by 12-7. That match started at 5 o'clock. Egon Shevtek has booked her place in the semi-finals of Wimbledon in the women's singles for the first time with a straight sets win this afternoon. She'll face the unseeded Belinda Bencic for a place in the final. The Swiss player won both tiebreaks for a straight sets win over the seventh seed Mira Andreeva. Currently, seventh seed in the men's is Novak Djokovic, or seven-time men's champion rather, Novak Djokovic, is currently tied at 5 games apiece in the opening set with Italian Flavio Caboli, while the top seed Jannik Sinner has taken the opening set against American 10th seed Ben Shelton. To Formula One, Christian Horner has been sacked by Red Bull with immediate effect after 20 years as team principal of the Formula One team. They had won 6 Constructors and 8 Drivers' Championships during the 51-year-old's time in charge. And finally, 28 years on from the first ever Northwest 10K, the committee is to be honoured with a civic reception. The Mayor of Letterkenny-Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kieran Brogan, said honouring the 10K committee was fitting after the recent announcement that the charity event had passed the €1 million mark. And that's it from the Sports Desk for today, Michaela. We'll have more tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, there's calls for an urgent review of fire hydrants to be carried out in the Glenties Municipal District. Concern has been raised after the fire service encountered difficulties in accessing water when responding to a major fire at St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, in the early hours of Easter Monday. It's understood the fire service had to resort to accessing water from the river beside the church. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie says it's vital fire hydrants are regularly reviewed and serviced.
On Easter Monday, the church in Derrybeg, St Mary's, got burnt to the ground there, and there was issues when there was 6 or 7 appliances on the scene that there was difficulties with the hydrants. Who exactly is responsible in maintaining these hydrants? Because I think it's very important, whether it's Ishgeirin or the Donegal Fire Service that's in charge of this, so that we know and that these are checked regularly.
Éiscéireann is appealing to people right across Donegal to be mindful of their water use. A water conservation order introduced in May remains in place in Milford. Meanwhile, the utility says Buncrana, Carrigart Downings, Milford, Ballybuffet, Stranorder and Letterkenny are experiencing an increased demand. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Éiscéireann says water levels at Loch Columbkill, which supplies water to the Milford area, remains under severe pressure due to significantly reduced rainfall over the past 6 months, combined with a noticeable increase in water demand in Milford over the past couple of years as a result of growth in the area. As a result, a water conservation order remains in place there. Damien O'Sullivan, Éiscéireann's Water Network Operations Manager in Donegal, says levels in many water sources are significantly lower than normal for this time of year, following a drier than average autumn, winter and spring. An increase in demand across many of supplies, he says, has put further pressure on the network and reservoirs. Éiscéireann is appealing to customers in Donegal to be mindful of their water use.
Lough Swilly Ornoli is warning of the dangers of lion's mane jellyfish. One of the largest known species of jellyfish, they have been spotted washed up on beaches across Donegal in recent days. The rescue service is urging people to be mindful of children and pets who may come across a jellyfish along Donegal's shores, as their sting can be quite painful. For weather now, dry with sunny spells developing this evening. Highest temperatures of 18 to 20 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Police inquiries are underway after effigies of migrants in a boat were placed on top of a loyalist bonfire in County Tyrone. United Against Racism Donegal has endorsed calls for political representatives to show leadership and ensure the effigy in Moygashal is removed. A Killigordon man killed in an accident in California on Sunday has been described as an extraordinary man and leader. His employers, TM Grady Building Company, have been paying tribute to Damien O'Brien, who was in his mid-30s. A Donegal deputy says people are being fleeced by the high cost of groceries. A motion calling for large supermarkets to publish their yearly financial accounts has been debated in the Dáil today. And flash floods in Texas have led to renewed calls for flood relief schemes in the Finn Valley area. Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorner Municipal District at Councillor Martin Harley says for towns, especially like Castle Finn, it cannot be left until it's too late. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, July the 9th. The death has occurred of Mary Rowe, Ney McKinney, Drumhaggart, Burnfoot. Mary's remains will be reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to St Patrick's Church, Ishgahin, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Paddy Jo Coyle, Gort Fad, Rafoe, County Donegal. Paddy Jo is reposing at his late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock tonight, leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass may be viewed online on parishofrafoe.ie. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Cancer Care West, care of any family member or Kelly's Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Maureen Shanahan, Ney Morning, The Sheeling, Ard O'Donnell, Letterkenny, formerly of Ballymagion, Fanid. Maureen is reposing at her home today until after the rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Removal tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in Conwall Graveyard. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.